Chapter 5 Shaky Ground. Chapter 5 finds the boys moving beyond the familiar safety of the bay and into the deeper, less predictable waters of the open ocean. Peter, captivated by the promise of adventure, minimizes the potential danger and eagerly urges them forward. Thomas hesitates because they have never ventured that far from shore on their own. But before long, the excitement of what lies ahead becomes more convincing than his initial concern.
This illustrates a pattern common to us all. Whenever we are drawn aside and enticed, James 1:14, we tend to minimize the potential consequences while magnifying the perceived rewards. Once we become persuaded that the reward outweighs the consequence, our choices naturally follow. Eve followed this same pattern in the garden. After entertaining the serpent's challenge to what God had said, she concluded for herself that the fruit was good for food, a delight to the eyes, and desirable to make one wise, Genesis 3-6. Her behavior simply followed what she had become persuaded of was true.
While sailing further out, Peter returns to Pastor Theodore's troubling statement that faith and belief may be closely connected, and that faith can contain impurities that require refinement. This idea deeply unsettles him. Peter understands faith as the choice to trust and obey God's word. Since faith pleases God, he cannot understand how it could be contaminated, mixed with error, or rooted in deception. To Peter, if something is based upon lies, then it cannot truly be faith. Recalling Pastor Theodore's illustration of gold being refined through fire, Thomas wonders if faith is connected to what people believe in their heart. If this is the case, then it would make sense that our faith might be incomplete, mistaken, or rooted in misunderstanding. The conversation then turns toward the source and growth of faith. Thomas remembers the disciples asking Jesus to increase their faith, Luke 17:5. If faith is something that can be increased, where does it come from? Is it something God gives? Is it something a person grows through effort, Bible study, memorization, meditation, and obedience?
When Peter tries to explain that faith grows as believers study Scripture and choose to obey it, Thomas raises a couple of important questions. Can't an unbeliever also study the Bible, memorizing and meditating on what he read? If so, would the unbeliever's faith increase in the same way? Peter has no satisfying answer. He continues insisting that faith is what believers do, yet his explanation begins to feel a bit unstable, even to him. This chapter invites the reader to consider what should happen when sincere questions expose weaknesses in explanations we have always assumed were correct. Truth itself does not become unstable when difficult questions are asked, though our understanding of it might.
Surface Reflections. What part of the story captured your attention or interested you the most? What concept, question, or insight stood out most to you in this chapter? Which character's perspective or response did you find most relatable? What concept or insight seemed the most challenging for you? Plunging Deeper. Number 1. Peter became increasingly frustrated, not because Thomas was attacking his beliefs, but because his cousin's honest questions exposed the weakness in the explanations he had always assumed were true. Can you identify a time when sincere questions unsettled something you had always believed? What made those questions feel threatening rather than helpful? Number 2. When Peter found himself unable to explain his position, he repeatedly returned to familiar phrases such as, "We just have to trust and obey." Why do we often retreat to familiar answers when we encounter questions we cannot yet explain? How can those answers sometimes keep us from honestly examining what we believe? Number 3. Thomas repeatedly admitted he did not have all the answers, while Peter felt compelled to defend his conclusions. When your understanding of Scripture is challenged, are you more inclined to protect what you already believe, or do you patiently continue searching for the truth? Why is it often easier to critique someone else's conclusions than to question our own? Number 4. Several times Peter sensed that his own explanations no longer satisfied even himself, yet he continued trying to make them fit. Can you identify an area where you had struggled to hold together ideas that no longer seemed consistent? What finally gave you the freedom to reconsider them? Number 5.
By the end of the chapter, Peter regained a sense of stability, not because his questions had been answered, but because he returned to conclusions that felt familiar. Can you identify an area where familiar answers have brought temporary comfort while deeper questions remain unresolved? What might it look like to bring those unanswered questions honestly before God and allow Him to persuade your heart rather than simply quiet your uncertainty? Island Insights. Honest questions are not the enemy of truth. Sometimes they are the very means by which inadequate explanations are exposed, making way for a deeper understanding to emerge. Growth often starts when we become willing to examine the assumptions that we have long taken for granted and allow the truth to stand on its own, rather than merely defending the explanations we inherited.